Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome. This is Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, going to tackle a very interesting subject you may not have thought much about. And it's something that was triggered by a recent magazine article. It's called the placebo effect. Yes, I'm sure you've heard of it. But there really is finally scientific proof that the placebo effect can be documented. And I'm going to review several examples in general medicine and then call attention to how it relates to your eyes and altering vision. Magic and science can truly coexist. There's accumulating evidence that suggests that our thoughts are often capable of extending both our cognitive and our physical abilities, and that so much information does come through the eyes. The power of positive thinking is something you've known about, and the placebo effect depends on that positivity and receptiveness, as well as the amount of information and how it is provided. Unfortunately, many doctors do not believe or pursue the placebo effect, although it's become proven in more cases over the last 10 years. So I thought it was important enough to share with you some of the science-based evidence about the placebo and a number of my own personal experiences. So a recent study showed that athletes who ran 5K races were given saline injections and told it was erythropoietin, meaning they'd make more red blood cells, have more oxygen, and be able to function better. Well, of course, it was not. And to a person, they all created personal bests at the end of that week of 5 injections. Herb Benson, who wrote a book called The Relaxation Response in 1988, did a cohort of patients with blood pressure. He gave half the people blood pressure medicine and the other half not. And of course, those who took the real medicine did a little better than those who thought they were taking the medicine. But there were actually 4 groups. There were those who took the medication and those who received the medication and did not take it. Then there were those who took the placebo and others who chose not to take the placebo. Well, the ones who took the placebo and thought they were taking something did better than those who received the real medicine and didn't take it, and almost as well as those who received the real medicine. Norman Cousins had a severe case of rheumatoid arthritis, and he just used mind over matter. A Chicago cardiologist, when faced with metastatic cancer, started reading comic books and amazed his oncologist with how much better he got within 2 months. And personally, there was a colleague in Delaware who had a patient with a germinoma, testicular cancer, and he was on a blinded trial, so half the people got real drug, half the people got fake. And the man did great. He grew his hair back. He felt good. He went to work. They opened the study, and he was on the placebo. He immediately went downhill, so he was sent to NIH and given the real drug. He got better. He was doing great. And about 6 months later, he reads in the Wall Street Journal that the drug doesn't work. He was dead 5 weeks later. So the mind is extremely powerful. But when it comes to the eye, there are many things in the eye that relates the same way. For instance, we did a cataract study with cornicine eye drops, and we told some of the people, you're going to get much improvement in dry eyes. Well, they did. Also, they also saw improved vision, whether their cataracts did or did not improve. There was an injectable dye and lasered for people with wet or leaky macular degeneration. And people who received the real dye, 56% improved at least a line, one or the same amount, 32%. The placebo effect is about 30%. They did a study with people reading questions on a screen. They told half the group we're going to subliminally put something in and flash it on the screen so subtly you won't be able to see it, but your subconscious will, and you'll get the answer. The other half of people did not get that information. Needless to say, they didn't flash anything on the screen, but those who were told about it performed better. You think that you can think something and improve your vision? People were in a simulator, put on pilot's outfits, because pilots are supposed to have good vision. The simulator were moving. They were then given an eye test during the moving simulator, and they did much better than those who were in the simulator that didn't move and had the same eye test. Another study showed pictures associated with unpleasant smells, and they were given anti-anxiety drugs. They then took the same group and gave them placebo, and they improved the same level as with the anti-anxiety drugs. So the eye is a rather fascinating issue. So what I've seen, and it's obvious to many of you, is there are multiple factors that can enable or destroy that very positive placebo effect, because that's the patient's participation in care. The doctor's presentation. For instance, telling the patient with glaucoma, you're doing a great job, you're getting the drops in, you got it handled. And the patient's predisposition. Do they believe in herbal drugs or do they not? Do they have so many pills they don't want to take a vitamin? Their attitude about medicine in general. Are they positive? Do they connect? Their environment. What is the context in which you're telling them? Their mental status. People who are depressed are not going to be very participatory. People who are manic will want to do anything you say, doc, etc. Doing Tai Chi, which is a disguised defensive martial arts, is done in a series of steps called a form. It is true that if you do it incorrectly, you can still get 80% of the benefit because you're moving your body, you're moving your mind, your eyes are focused, and you've actually quieted your mind so that thinking you're doing it well still gives benefits. An English colleague of mine showed me research on two studies on IBS, inflammatory bowel disease, and found that there are two genes which are placebo-positive genes. The people with those genes are very likely to respond to suggestion. And so here you have genetic testing coming in and sharing some of the results that we've been talking about and confirming it. So if a mind can change us, maybe we can deliberately choose our mindsets to improve our vision, improve our brain chemistry, etc. If we're told it's a Rembrandt, it becomes a Rembrandt. And therefore, we need to be able to be as open as we can. We need to be a sky marshal who are trained to use their peripheral vision much more than any of us ever can do it. So simply, mind over matter, power of positive thinking, enabling environment, spirituality, support group, all of this goes to show that magic and science are pretty similar. This is Rob Abel, The Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. And we're pleased to be able to tell you information about eyes and general health. You are the warden of your health. You command the placebo effect. You know all the history.